We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's head over to Wall Street. Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia, is joining us live now. The stock market up and down, down at first, Caleb, when talking about this new COVID variant. What are we expecting midweek? Are these worries leveling off at all?
Not really. What we're seeing is a lot of volatility, and volatility comes when you have uncertainty. And as we've talked about on your show, uncertainty for investors is kryptonite. If they can't see the future, if there are some economic doubts, are we fearing another potential shutdown, an economic slowdown, more restrictions? That puts the future in doubt, and that's when investors take risk off the table. That's what we've seen starting last Friday when Omicron really became front and center news all the way through to this week. Even though we're headed higher this morning, the bumps have been smaller, but the declines have been larger.
Right. Watching these wild swings the last few days, you know, yesterday was negative, but what would be positive this morning that's got futures up 300 points right now?
I think people buying on the dip, people looking for a bargain. Stocks have sold off considerably in just the last 3 or 4 days. In fact, the Dow is down some 3 or 4%. It was down 3 or 4% in the month of November, usually the first and strongest month of the year. We're in the strongest 6 months of the year. So it was down in November. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sort of break even. But I think what investors need to see is some clarity. And if you look at where the sell-off is, it's really across all sectors, but really in the travel sector. Hotels, airplanes, cruise lines, anything related to the travel sector is getting hit pretty hard here.
Now, what do you make, or what should we make, of Jerome Powell's comments the other day? He said it was time to retire the word transitory to describe the current inflation situation.
Yeah, that was a poor choice of words all along, because this inflation has lasted a lot longer than the Federal Reserve thought it would, and it's lasted a lot longer than consumers may be able to bear. Consumer confidence continues to slip because prices keep rising and there's no end in sight. Now, if we do get some sort of a slowdown, you will get a slowdown in prices, but that's not what we're looking for either. So what the Federal Reserve has done is it has said it will accelerate the reduction in those asset purchases it's been making every month since June of 2020 to stimulate the economy. It said last month it would taper those purchases. It's about $120 billion a month. Now it's going to taper them even more because it doesn't want to overheat the economy. I think it's a little late for that.
Could this maybe be a return to some more stimulus talk because of that?
Well, yeah, but not from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is probably going to go the other direction in 2022 if the Omicron variant is not too severe. So they're probably going to raise rates at least once or twice, and they're going to continue to reduce the amount of assets it buys from the Treasury every month. So you're going to see less stimulus unless we get into an economic downturn, kind of like the one we saw in the spring of 2020.
Which no one's hoping for on that front. Caleb, thanks so much. Caleb Silver is editor-in-chief of Investopedia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.